Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for joining us on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. Rob Minter is the Vice President of Business Operations for the Rochester Americans. Joining us now in the sports bar, live in studio. Rob, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Yeah, you got a lot more on your plate now. As the guys at PSC tell me, you are the finger quote point person now. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. Yeah, I've been the Vice President of Business Ops here for the Amerks for the past 7 months or so, and here in market and at the arena. And so when this, you know, more recently kind of came about, it's, you know, I'm here in market and under the direction of our folks at PSC in Buffalo, I'll be here and, you know, really be the point man here for the arena.
Rob, that's great news. And you know, Gene and I have been jumping off of desks for months, you know, wondering why the city of Rochester had been so difficult in terms of how they dealt with, their word, tenants at the Blue Cross Arena, when knowing the Pegulas, owners of the Amerks, really are ripe for a partnership. I mean, if you work with them as a partner, you could see so much more happen in that arena. And it looks like with this, at least short-term agreement, that's the direction that we're headed.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the past, you know, I'm not really going to speak on that or get into it. I would just say that we are, you know, we're very pleased with our partnership with the city of Rochester here and Mayor Warren and her staff and Commissioner Jones and, you know, everything headed towards the future of this interim agreement and working together to really craft a long-term agreement to handle operations at the arena is our goal. So, you know, our partnership with them right now is very strong and we're very happy with it. And this was a tremendous opportunity for us.
Rob Minter is the Vice President of Business Operations for the Rochester Americans. If you have a question, by the way, you can tweet us at ESPN Rochester as Rob is here in studio with us. As far as the transition, how is it going? What is happening with the staff? What does this mean for Jeff Calkins?
You know, I'm not really, you know, get too much into the staff that was there or anything with that, you know, regard. But as far as moving forward, you know, things are good. You know, they're moving. You know, this week has been busy as we start to prep things and get ready for things for August 1st. And really, we look at the success we've had at our venues in Buffalo. You know, the KeyBank Center, Harbor Center, New Era Field. You know, this is another arena that we're taking into our operations that we feel really strongly about. And, you know, trying to find our successful models in other places and more or less mimic that here, obviously per the venue size and per what we need. But, you know, we're already kind of off and running. And, you know, we just hired a director of building operations here from KeyBank Center in Buffalo to really run the building side of things under my leadership and under the leadership of PSC, obviously. So we feel great about it. It's busy. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to review and really get our hands in and figure out the direction of. But again, working with the city here and working with our team in Buffalo and with PSC as a whole, we're excited. You know, we're anxious to just keep this thing going.
Rob, fans see what the Pegulas have been able to do and what PSC has been able to do downtown Buffalo around KeyBank, and I think a lot of them have that same expectation, like, oh, the same thing is going to happen in Rochester. And I think it would be lovely if that were to happen, but I don't think it's realistic to think that's going to just happen overnight. And we know that there's some projects that are already in the works. We know that there's some money that's been set aside for renovations around and at the arena. Can you talk about any of that, and specifically when we might be starting to see some of those changes around Blue Cross Arena?
Sure, and you're right. What's happened in Buffalo has been tremendous. You know, it's beautiful, and it's really a great part of that market. And you know, really for us, the arena here is such an important part of the fabric of this community and this culture, and has been for a really long time. And you know, the Amerks have been there for a long time, and the arena's been there, and we see it as just an important part of that downtown corridor in the city of Rochester to develop and to work on. And again, working with the city and taking a look at things from top to bottom, You know, there's really a short term and a long term plan, and there's things that we want to take our part in to improve the experience in the surrounding area. And you know, there's some, you know, again, like you said, it's going to be a process though. There's no magic switch that you can flip in any building or any area where all of a sudden everything's brand new and sparkly, right? But it's a process, and we're committed to that process. And committed to working with the city in every way that we can to push things forward, you know, both at the arena and the surrounding area.
PSC has the deal through the end of the year. Our guest here is Rob Minter, Vice President of the Rochester Americans. So about that fan experience and coming up, it's going to be here before you know it, that opening Friday night against
yes.
So for Amherst fans listening right now, what are some things that you could expect, whether it's new concessions, something new? How can things improve overall the experience of the Blue Cross Arena?
Yeah, I think it's a couple fold. I tell you, on one side of it, you know, from a team perspective, we should be really fun to watch, really exciting. I know Don was in here yesterday, you know, and he shared some thoughts there. And I can tell you, every time I talk to Randy Sexton, yeah, he makes me want to suit up and get out there, and he makes me excited, and I want to buy season tickets. You know, like it's from a team perspective, it's going to be a ton of fun. And from an experience side of things, you know, without getting into too many details, I would just say that everything's really being reviewed, and we want our fans, when they come on October 5th and really for any event or concert beforehand and afterwards, we want them to have a top-notch, a professional, and a quality experience from start to finish, right? So when someone, you know, parks their car and comes in the front door, when they go to their seats, they go to buy a hot dog, they come back, they go to our team store, everything is being reviewed at the moment, and we want to do everything we can, again, both in the short-term and the long-term plan of things to take that experience to another level. And I think that's really a big plus of us having the operations there.
Rob, we have lots of Amherst fans listening, and you're the vice president of business operations for the Amherst, but we also have lots of Nighthawks fans listening as well. The Rochester Nighthawks, the other primary, I hate to use the word tenant, but the other primary tenant of Blue Cross Arena, with PSC taking over Blue Cross Arena and words of the Nighthawks and Kurt Stiers wanting to move this team to Halifax as an expansion team. What can you speak on as far as the future of the Rochester Nighthawks at Blue Cross Arena?
Really, all I'll say is, you know, we support the National Lacrosse League and working with them and really the growth and the continuation of that sport here in the market and here in our community. And, you know, as far as that goes, that's really all the comments we have.
Well, what about events that people have come to know annually at the Blue Cross Arena? I'll cite two of them. Section 5 basketball, the high school events, or maybe three, Bonaventure with that, Atlantic Hockey with that. Some of those things that are coming up on the calendar, will you honor the previous commitments, even though the deal you guys have technically right now legally isn't only until December, looking ahead here for fans that like Section 5 or like going to St. Bonaventure, are those things in the works to come back?
You know, like you mentioned, it's for us, our major goal here is to work out a long-term agreement with the city so that, you know, for the years ahead, you know, that's all under consideration, like you mentioned, things that are, you know, have been talked about happening in the future at the arena. You know, our first goal is to sit down and work out a long-term agreement. In terms of what's happened or what's been promised or what may or may not occur, that's honestly still under review. As you can imagine, you know, recently there's been a lot more to start to look through and analyze and figure out for, you know, what stays, what doesn't, what may or may not come. You know, I can tell you our goal is to provide, you know, the best experience and the best quality experiences we can for our fans here in the community, because that's what they deserve. You know, people, this arena and coming to the arena has been such an important part of the history of the city for a long time. And I know I'm not from here, but I can tell you that every time I talk to a fan or a customer or, you know, I told you guys earlier, I live in Pittsburgh now. Every time someone mentions to me at my kid's t-ball game, a memory they had of going to an Amherst game or an event there years ago, you know, it's our responsibility to create those memories for people in the future, right? So when they bring their loved ones or their kids or their friends and family members or coworkers, you know, we're doing our best, whether it's an Amherst game or another concert or event, to create those memories moving forward. Because of how important this is as a staple to this market, we have to do everything in our power to continue that.
Rob, I'm curious. The Pagoulas are smart business people. PSC is a successful organization. Short-term deal, interim deal, takes you through the end of the year. You want to go through and evaluate everything and look at every part of the arena and make sure that this is something that you want to enter in a long-term investment with. I don't think that this is likely, but is there a chance that you could look at everything during this interim period and be like, whew, we didn't really know we knew it was rough, but we didn't know it was this bad. Whoa, we are in over our head. And then what happens if that were to occur?
All I would say, we're committed to really sitting down with the city, and they've been great, and you know, obviously in recent times here of talking through everything, and we are committed to working out a long-term agreement with them.
Well, and again, the long shot question, but you need to ask it again. Rob Minter, our guest here in studio, and the analogy I've used here on the show is, you know, once upon a time I drove a Honda Accord, and I loved the Honda Accord, and it had 160,000 miles on it. And I had the bill. Well, it needs new tires and new brakes. Do I want that, or do I want to go get the new car? In your course of conversations, is that even coming up, or is it off the table, the conversations? You know what? It's not worth all these improvements. We really should start developing a plan here for a new arena in Rochester, New York.
All I would say is, you know, there's a lot to talk through, both in the short term and the long term. You know, we are committed to Blue Cross Arena and having it be the fabric of the community in the downtown corridor and, you know, along the beautiful river there. You know, that's really what we're committed to. We're committed to the growth of that arena. And all of the things that are kind of go into that in both the short and the long-term planning of things.
Amherst Vice President of Business Operations, Rob Minter, joining us in studio here at the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Let's drill down a little bit on the Rock the Riverway project and some of the improvements that have been talked about for that. I mean, you know, I guess that when they're talking about this being completed around 2023, if I'm not mistaken, is right around the time that we should start to see a little bit more action with some of these improvements around the arena. What do you know about the Rock the Riverway project specifically?
You know, I would say I'd sat in on a few meetings that they've had in the area just from a business community standpoint. But really, that's something for the city to get into. And, you know, with our partnership with them, obviously we'll sit down and talk with them and consult with them on really, you know, really anything and everything that may happen at the arena. So there could be all sorts of things that could come from anything regarding those lines. But, you know, really our goal is to work with the city of Rochester on everything that could happen at the arena and what's going to be best both in the short and long term for our fans and for the overall experience.
Is Pegula Sports Entertainment looking to do more than just the arena here? Is there an opportunity? Because I look at jealousy at Buffalo, what has happened with Harbor Center and things that have gone around. So when you are sitting down and talking about a long-term plan, is it bigger than just a hockey arena and what events we put in said hockey arena?
You know, the way we see it too is, you know, we've been committed to Rochester ever since, you know, Terry and Kim Pegula bought the Amherst and the extension of Bill's Camp down the road at St. John Fisher recently. Like, you know, we are committed to growing as much as we can as an organization here in Rochester. And I think a lot of it goes into what happens at the arena and obviously the surrounding area. You know, we want to do our part to continue to be an attraction, you know, for fans and for customers and for visitors to this city as well, to be really a part of the docket. So when they come into Rochester, the arena and that surrounding area is kind of part of the to-do list. And I think that's what we owe, and we owe it to the city and to the citizens and the fans in this area and the surrounding market. You know, so not to give you so many specifics per se, but that's our plan. I mean, our goal is to be committed to this area and doing everything that we can in our part, you know, in and around the arena to add to that.
A big part of that investment from a fan standpoint is a winning team. And last year, the Amherst getting to the postseason, although a short run in the postseason. Talk about the disappointment of the season ending the way it did. And let's talk about realistic expectations for this year, given a lot of these names that we've heard returning, at least on one-year deals, the Baileys, the Baptiste, the one-year contracts with the Sabres, the two-way deals that have been signed. I mean, we're going to have a roster here in Rochester with a lot of names that fans are going to be familiar with.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know, last season we had a really good year overall. I think it's the first time we were in the postseason in the last four years, really, three seasons, 4 years. So to get back there was step one, right? And Chris Taylor, our head coach, has talked about that. Randy's talked about that. That was, you know, really step one, and we got there. And of course, you know, you want to go as far as you can every season, but it doesn't always work out that way. And, you know, as far as this year goes, I mentioned earlier, every time I talk with those guys about what's going on, I'm just so excited. I mean, I'm so excited to, you know, if I didn't work all the games already, I'd be coming. And like you said, we have a lot of guys coming back from a core perspective, especially on the defensive end, that should make us really strong. And then we're going to have a lot of skilled players that are here in Rochester this year, some goal scorers, be a little bit more skilled up front. You know, we've got a goaltender that's got some experience in him, and we feel really good about the team. It should be exciting. It should be a great year on the ice for fans and for hockey in general. And again, we'll see how things shake out. Once we get closer to the season here with how our roster makeup looks. But I can tell you, everyone in our building is just excited. Our fans have shown us that reception as well, as we look into this year from a business standpoint. So it's a great time to be over there.
He's the point guy for the operations of the Blue Cross Arena now. Rob Minter, Business Operations Vice President for the Rochester Americans, our guest here in the sports bar. Rob, I know you weren't here a couple years ago, but this is the question we have to ask. In 2016, I'm just so curious, and this isn't ancient history, but the RFP went out to manage this arena, and it was surprising to me and others that PSC did not put in a bid, and it kind of went back to default to the previous company. Now, again, you weren't here, but from your knowledge and talking to other people in the situation and talking to the city for matter, what changed from the PSC perspective? Why is this important now where 2 years ago this might have been overlooked?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, and this, you're probably not going to love this answer, but as you mentioned, I wasn't here. I don't have all of the inner workings of what occurred then, and I'm really not going to get into it. But I could tell you that the connection and the partnership and the bond that we have with the city now is extremely strong. And the mayor, Mayor Warren and her administration over there has been tremendous. And, you know, obviously in recent times here, it's been good to really sit down and talk about the plan there and what's going to occur and how we're committed from our side and they're committed from their side. And I think that's where you find those, you know, phenomenal partnerships to where everything kind of makes sense. And for obviously, you know, when we started talking about this more recently, it was a great opportunity for us, and it was something that we were more than happy to take part in.
Yeah, I think the opportunity is there with Blue Cross Arena, and you mentioned the commitment from PSC to Blue Cross Arena. When those renovations start to take hold, right around 2023, the arena will be 75 years old. And 75 years ago, Rochester was a different community. It was a bustling community, a growing and emerging community. It isn't that way now. And I'm curious, from a business perspective, when you look at the size of Blue Cross Arena, doesn't an arena that might be scaled down just a little bit to fit the demographics of this community, and an arena that's scaled to size and also able to take in larger events at the same time simultaneously, wouldn't that down the road make business sense if you're Terry and Kim Pegula?
You know, I think at the end of the day, this is a really strong market. I think for us, it's our job to continue to build fan equity and customer equity, to put it that way. So not just keep saying fans as in Amherst, but you know, from a customer standpoint, it's our job to develop equity and reasons for them to visit the arena, right? It's our job to bring in top quality shows and on a recurring basis, and to put a good product on the ice. And to make sure our arena is taken care of the right way from an experience standpoint. And I mentioned earlier, like, you know, nothing makes me happier when people tell me stories of them coming years ago and whatnot. And again, I grew up in Virginia, going to D.C. for different things. And, I think for us, if we approach and handle our business the right way, then the results tend to follow. And I think that's really the mantra that we have and that we want to have. We want to do things the right way and do them the right way from the get-go. And a lot of those types of things tend to work themselves out. You know, we need to continue to build fans and to build customers in this market. And, you know, that's what we should be more worried on.
Rob, I'm a sales guy, you're a sales guy. Well, we ask people here, business owners, what's their biggest challenge? What's their biggest opportunity? So right now for PSC/Rochester Americans, what's the biggest challenge as far as where you need to get to in your vision, would you say? And I think we talked about some of the opportunities, because you have a fan base here that we saw a great crowd for Brian Gionta tonight. You saw the potential of last year. But so I guess my question is, what is your biggest challenge in the short term next year?
Yeah, like you said, potential-wise, I mean, in our playoff game that we had here was a tremendous crowd on a Wednesday night. You know, it was phenomenal. And I can't thank the fans and supporters enough for that. From a challenge side, look, there's a lot of things to work through. I would say, obviously, the puck drops on October 5th. Obviously, just getting operations of the building here on August 1st. There's, you know, an event on August 26th, WWE at the building. There's another one the next month. You know, it's about taking all those things that maybe we didn't have to think about before there, and starting to work those into the fold of our operations. And so that's, you know, for me, from a personal perspective, it's about managing my time and making sure that we're checking all the boxes as we go. So obviously in the interim, we want to make sure that everything's up and running and we've got everything in our belts. We're working through contract situation, whatever it may be that we want to make sure we feel good about, and we do. And getting ready for the puck to drop in October. So that's obviously a very front-facing challenge, as you would expect. For us, you know, again, I mentioned this earlier, we owe it to our fans and to our customers and our visitors to do everything we can to provide the best experience. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are keys basically now. So we need to make sure that we're doing that from start to finish. And if we don't, then that's only our own fault. So from a challenge, that's always your challenge. As the operator of a building or running a business, your challenge is to make sure you're taking care of your people. And then obviously the results from there will tend to follow.
Rob, you mentioned Mayor Warren. You mentioned Commissioner Jones. We here, Gene and I, have been pretty harsh, critical of how they dealt with their, as they call them, tenants at Blue Cross Arena over the course of time. And Commissioner Jones was on with us one time and you know, didn't really have a lot of answers as to, you know, the questions that we had about the long-term viability of the Amherst at Blue Cross Arena. You know, I've also said, and we've also said in the past couple of weeks, bravo, kudos to lovely Warren, to Commissioner Jones, to our elected officials, to City Hall for getting this partnership done with PSE. It's really, you know, all we've ever asked for, you know, to start, you know, building towards a future with a company like PSE that has such an outstanding track record. I guess I'm curious, how has those talks with the city been going? How have they been? You know, the report was that this was a negotiation that started back in February that's been going on for 6 months. I mean, how has it been working with the city of Rochester? Because we've certainly heard horror stories from other professional sports teams in the area.
I would just say first to clarify, you know, we've been talking with them for months about the Amherst lease situation.
Sure.
You know, obviously that's always an ongoing discussion. And that had been in talks for a bit. And more recently, that kind of changed into, you know, the operations of the building. So let's just to clarify that up front. Secondly, talks have been great. You know, I mean, really, Commissioner Jones and I have spent a lot of time talking, especially recently, and his staff over there, and obviously Mayor Warren in the press conference last week. They've been really great, really productive. And again, we're committed from our side, and we know they are as well. And you know, it's exactly the type of partnership that you want. And I think this is it's a great time to be downtown in that area and all on the river there. And I think it's a great time for us at Blue Cross Arena to have this opportunity. So things are great. And we look forward to continue to work with them on a long-term deal.
Yeah. Long-term. Can you put a number on it? I mean, we're not, well, I guess it
was an expectation, right? I mean, Frontier Field had what?
A 10-year deal.
A 10-year deal with the option for another 10
years.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be kind of a baseline. And I guess, boy, if you get a long-term deal, well, then that ensures, but not that the Amherst were going anywhere, but you've been on a year-to-year lease. That seems ludicrous to me.
Well, yeah, I keep saying long-term. You guys are probably tired of hearing that term. But, look, in terms of years and things like that, that really hasn't been worked out yet. Again, that's the goal from both parties, and we're getting there, and we're continuing to have those discussions. So, you know, again, I can tell you that we're heavily committed to Rochester and the surrounding area, and we will be for years to come.
Rob, you've been very generous with your time this afternoon in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. I want to make sure that we give you plenty of time to get fans listening right now excited about the upcoming season. Where can they get season tickets? Where can they get all the information that they need for this upcoming Rochester American season?
Sure, yeah, and appreciate that, and thanks again for having me on. Always a pleasure, and I'd always love to come over here when you guys will have me. But, yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal year, and I talked about it earlier. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the team should be a ton of fun to watch, to be very skilled up front, solid defensive core coming back. You know, again, our relationship and commitment from upstairs with the Sabres and down to here is very strong. And it's really a fortunate thing for us to be able to work there and to be able to see it as well. So if you go to our website, obviously www.amherst.com, you know, all the information is there for season tickets or group tickets or partial plans for this upcoming season. Obviously our schedule was just released last week. We open up on October 5th. And all my information is on the website as well. So if anyone has a question or a suggestion or, you know, as my staff will tell you, my door is literally always open. My phone's always there. I more than encourage it. I'd love to hear from the people here. And again, I'm not a Rochesterian, and I absolutely love it here, and I plan on being here a long time. And so I'd love to continue to hear from people in the market, not to mention our season ticket members, but anyone else. But this season is going to be a ton of fun, and we'd love to have you along for the ride.
One last question for me, and I guess this is more of a wish, though, because one cool annual event, it was always one September that kind of went away, and you own this team too, the Buffalo Sabres would come in. And the former president of PSE said that the Blue Cross Arena wasn't NHL ready. Okay. Is that something we can work toward at some point down the road here, perhaps?
As a baseline?
I would say, you know, anything and everything's possible. You know, we don't want to limit ourselves to, you know, to anything that may occur. I'm obviously not going to speak more strongly on it than that. But yeah, I mean, I think there's all kinds of things that could happen here. I think, again, if, you know, our plan as operator is to handle the building the right way and to, you know, be prepared and be willing to kind of take on opportunities as they come.
We're so just planting seeds here.
Yeah,
you know, I'm planting a seed here for now.
Look, I've got a memory like an elephant, so I will remember it.
Love it. Rob, it's been great having you in the sports bar. Really appreciate you coming in, getting us fired up for the potential changes now with PSE coming in and managing Blue Cross Arena, what we could expect in the future, and of course, the immediate future, the 2018-2019 Rochester American season. Great having you on with us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
You got it. Amerks Vice President of Business Operations, Rob Minter, joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battagliagino. Let's take a break here. Come back. Go around the NFL with NFL appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years, online at alexsribs.com. The top stories from around the National Football League. Next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.